USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The CDC says over 97% of people entering the hospitals for COVID right now are unvaccinated. John Clemens reports.
The so-called Delta variant is highly transmissible. Those without the vaccine are likely to become seriously ill from COVID and end up in the hospital. Jeff Zients is the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Florida is reporting an average of 29 new infections for every 100,000 people per day. That is more than four times the national average. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Plans underway to get Afghans who help the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Evacuation flights out of Afghanistan could begin next week. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Concerns about inflation on the rise. A study out Friday by the University of Michigan finds consumer sentiment this month at a five-month low. The biggest complaints for consumers, higher prices for homes, cars, and durable goods. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNBC this week.
I think we will have several more months of rapid inflation, so I'm not saying that this is a one-month phenomenon, but I think over the medium term, we'll see inflation decline back toward normal levels.
She says inflation is highest among sectors affected by the pandemic, like housing, travel, and items that need semiconductors. Some relief Saturday for Europeans affected by deadly flooding. Water is receding in Germany and Belgium. Over 150 deaths recorded so far. That number expected to climb, though, because as waters recede, more bodies will likely be discovered. The Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death. A California jury handing Michael Gargiulo a death sentence Friday for killing two women in 2001 and 2005. The 45-year-old also convicted of attempted murder in a case dating back to 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Another blast of dangerous hot weather coming to the upper northwest. Wendy King has more.
This weekend, another heat dome is expected to become established in the northern Rockies, and this will cause temperatures to skyrocket once again. In the northwest, triple-digit temperatures are expected, and records will probably be broken. Excessive heat watches are already in effect in parts of Montana, but it's not the only state where record highs could be tied or broken. Heat is expected to expand into Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
An Obama immigration program ruled to be illegal. Here's Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Texas is invalidating an Obama-era initiative that provided deportation protections and work permits to some illegal immigrants, a ruling that places the program in jeopardy. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon ruling the DACA program is unlawful because Congress never gave the executive branch the power to grant mass reprieves to immigrants who are in the country illegally. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Deadly violence in Washington, D.C. A six-year-old girl killed and at least five adults hurt in a shooting Friday night in southeast D.C., about 5 miles from the Capitol building. The adults expected to survive. No arrests announced, no word on a motive. Africa's last absolute monarchy in danger of falling. Protests going on for 6 weeks now in Eswatini, formerly Swaziland in southern Africa. At least 50 people killed. The country's king, who has 15 wives in power for 35 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.